It is another round of layoffs for a tech giant. KCBS's Liz St. John has more.
Amazon is announcing another round of layoffs. This time, the company is cutting 9,000 more jobs. The move comes after the company laid off 18,000 workers last November.
So the bit of a surprise here is that this impacts Amazon's most profitable businesses. That's Amazon Web Services, their cloud computing group, and the source of most of their income, as well as the advertising unit, which was growing real quick in recent years.
Bloomberg tech reporter Matt Day.
Layoffs aren't limited to those groups, but certainly looks like the cuts are expanding across the company.
Last week, Meta announced it was laying off 10,000 workers, and that followed the company eliminating 11,000 employees last year. So where are all these laid-off tech employees going?
Some of them are taking some time out and using that severance to sit for a while. I mean, in addition to it being a very lucrative business, it's also one where you get burned out real easy. Some people are just taking some time to breathe. Others are going to startups. And I think there's some hope that, you know, give this 6 months or so and the big companies will be out hiring again.
Liz St. John, KCBS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.